Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for taking the time to download and listen to another podcast that we'll take on sports. Today is a sports forum debate with some buddies of mine. This will be the next to last show of 2020. 2020 has been a year that's gone by, but I think I say that I have said that every year from 2014. It just seems like the years go by faster and faster. I'm getting older and I'm counting days or months or however. But it seemed to go by faster.
Yeah.
And for the first time in this podcast history, I can say this. The New England Patriots will not be making the playoffs. Since 2014, they had this podcast. And before that, they've always made the playoffs, 11 straight years. But for the first time, I can say the New England Patriots will not be in the playoffs. Boy, Tom Brady got to be happy as heck because he got a bottle there. And he is on the verge of going to the playoffs. And Bill Belichick, not so much. Nobody likes to see their ex doing well. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much of a Christian you are. I don't care how much you say you got over it. Nobody likes to see their ex doing well.
I knew it.
Go ahead and put that out there. Today's podcast. Well, Quinny, have a safe holiday. I hope you got your Christmas shopping out of the way. Be safe with it. Online shopping don't hurt, but I'm going to try to tell you, if you do it past today, it will not get there in time for Christmas, but that's okay. Long as it's the thought that counts. If it get there after Christmas, it's the thought that counts. That's all I got to say. All right, go welcome in Mr. Louis Tenoa and Mr. Derek Wilson. What's going on, guys? I feel refreshed. That nap helped. I haven't watched much football today. I just want you to know. I want you to know.
That
I feel on the Dolphins and the Patriots. But I feel refreshed, and I'm shocked. Derek, the Jets 0-13 are up on the Rams 20-10. Midway through the third quarter. What's up
with that? Hey, man. The sun shine on the dog behind every now and then.
He is definitely shining on the Jets right now. No! Are you happy Kyrie getting ready to be the focal point of basketball in the basketball mecca? Not the New York Knicks, not Harden. It'll be KD and Kyrie.
Well, I have to say I'm not convinced just yet. I mean, I look at this as a transition year with, you know, our new lineup, new coach, new everything. So it's more of an adjustment period. Am I happy? Yes. Am I thinking they're going to be, you know, the dominant force in the Eastern Conference? No, not this year. That's going to take about a year or
which
two.
Team?
But
which team are you talking about?
The Nets.
Did you watch KD the other night? He scored 25 points in three quarters, and he looked like KD.
That's preseason, though, man. That's preseason.
No. He looked like KD. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He didn't look like he was coming off of Achilles injury and 18 months off. He looked like KD.
Well, we'll see what happens when the real season starts on Tuesday, and then we'll see if he is still the KD of old or – if KD was toilets before he got injured, or is he going to be still like he was by the time he got injured? So Tuesday starts the real test.
What?
I never judge the regular season by the preseason.
That's his opinion.
There was a poll, a survey of general managers that said KD is the second best player in the Eastern Conference, and I want to know what was those GMs smoking. So I'm going to ask you, is KD the second best player in the Eastern Conference?
I got
two
words.
I've actually watched him twice. No, I've watched him twice, man. He looked like OKC KD right now. He looked good. I ain't going to lie. He looked sharp. He actually looked a little bit quicker, man. Like he been jab-stepping people to death and then just going by them. Like pull up from 25. He do it when he want to now. Like he getting to the bucket.
The pull up game got nice. what that boy on ESPN say on the four letter say the loud mouth when Stephen A. say he can pull up.
Oh yeah, he can pull up from 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looked great, man. And the scary thing is he only gonna get better. Like he only been like playing basketball for like 2 months. Imagine what he gonna look like by the time February roll around.
I hear you about preseason, regular season, because nobody hates practice games more than I do, and that's what preseason games are. But when a guy who has not played basketball in 18 months, I don't care if he scored that in a rec game. He scored 25 points in three quarters. I pay attention.
Well,
I had to see it. I said, okay. He looked like KD.
All right.
Yeah, he do. He looked like KD. I had to give you that one. He looked like KD.
We got different opinions, so you don't think, let me ask you this question. You don't think the Nets can make if KD is healthy, let's say he's healthy. Let's say you see more evidence that KD is better, he's looking like the old KD when the regular season happens. You don't think the Nets are the best team in the Eastern Conference with a healthy KD?
If KD is healthy, they're gonna do very well. Will they overtake the Eastern Conference? No, that's a little bit too much to ask for. But if KD is healthy, they're gonna do quite well.
Okay, so which guy of the two Nets are you not counting on? Is it KD or Kyrie?
Kind of a toss up. I'm not too crazy with Kyrie. KD needs to stay healthy if the Nets are gonna be, you know, in contention for this year.
You are the first New Jersey Nets fan, Brooklyn Nets fan I've heard say that. You are the first. Everybody's telling me Brooklyn fans, every Brooklyn fan is like, look, if KD is healthy and he'll keep Kyrie under wraps, they are the best team in the Eastern Conference. I'm a Miami Heat fan, and I'm going to give them that nod. Derek, what about you?
I would say yes right now. The only reason I would say yes right now, depending on what they do with Harden, but no, I'm with you, man.
Uh-huh.
I saw him twice. I saw him play twice.
That's what I'm saying.
He looked like he gonna go right by Giannis for the best player in the East with ease.
Yeah,
it's not even gonna be hard because he don't have to play hard like Giannis do. He can get 30 on you and don't break a sweat. Like
he can get 30.
He ain't even playing hard.
We're on the same wavelength because it's looking too easy. It's not. He jabbed, like you say, he went baseline dunk. He came down. He saw the middle was packed. Pulled up. Boom, bucket. He looked like KD. He don't look like he been 18 months off. He don't look rusty. Yeah, he don't look like he's timid. He look like he ready to go. So when I saw that, I told every Miami Heat fan that I know that we all want the Heat to repeat. But I say I'm not worried about the Bucks. I'm terrified of the Nets.
Oh no,
because I'm not worried about the Bucks. I'm worried about the Nets because if KD is playing like that and if Kyrie just stopped thinking the Earth is flat and remember that the world is round and he. You know, just whatever.
But
whatever,
I actually think that's gonna
go.
Be their downfall, man. I'm just be honest with you.
I think
he is gonna be their downfall.
Yeah.
Like he's been drawing so much unneeded attention to them lately. It don't even make sense. Like you be trying to figure out in your mind what be going on in his brain that the rest of our brain don't see. Charles Barkley hit it down on the head. There's something wrong with this dude.
Lou, that's why I was trying to say that it's not KD I'm worried about. It's Kyrie. And, again, Kyrie's just an aloof dude. I get it. But some stuff he do, it just don't make sense. Like that press conference, look, we know what you said.
Yeah.
All you got to do is just say, listen, I said what I said at the time. Now it's time to play basketball. All that explanation stuff. That tells me something's wrong. I don't know what it is.
I was gonna say his explanation be sounding crazy though. Like the stuff he says is
like we artists and entertainers. Lou, you want to party? I ain't gonna say the word, but I said N word. Shut up. That's what I said when I heard that. N-word, shut up.
Okay. I guess I deserve it.
Like, this fool people say artists and we act good at our craft, and I'm like, oh my Lord, shut up, bro.
That like I said, that young fella, listen, there's always gonna be that prevailing thought in the back of your mind. Who is talking to you? That's the question.
Yes.
Who is talking to him? Right. Who sits around him every day and be like, yeah, man, I think that's a good idea if you say that. Apparently nobody.
I know
nobody's telling him, hey,
it
man,
ain't nobody.
You know what? Probably ain't a good idea.
Yeah.
that go.
Like when he did the getting away from LeBron thing, Kobe was the one that was like, look, bro, you want to get away. You want your own team.
You got away.
You want to make – you. But Kobe was the one who was like, look, the only way you're going to get the credit that you're seeking to be the man, you're going to have to get your own team to win a championship. Kobe didn't tell him to go out there and diss LeBron. He was just saying, look, in order for you to get the credit, like I had to get away from Shaq, you're going to have to go get your own team. But we now know you're not that dog. You're not that dude. We know that now. So you need a KD. You need a LeBron. So
correct.
Just acknowledge it. But don't tell us about no artists. You know, artists. And
hey, man, he think he Prince.
he think he Prince. Somebody.
I'm the artist formerly known as Kyrie.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
That's what he's going to be. Prince.
But before we get to college football, there has been extensions that have gone on in the NBA. I thought the NBA was going to knock the cap down because they lost all their money. This is why they forced the 72-game season on the players. They said, listen, we're trying to not lose so much money. Somebody explain to me. I put this out there on Twitter. If the NBA going broke, why in the world would you pay a one-trick pony a five-year, $205 million extension that kicks in next year?
You're
supposed to have lost it. Somebody explain that to me, how Rudy Gobert gets a five-year, $205 million extension.
I think they're covering up for that. I don't think the NBA is going broke. Otherwise, they wouldn't sign Gobert, you know, $205 million. I think that's just a ploy, you know, to say they're covering. They're crying foul for that. So I really don't see it. The NBA, yeah, they did lose a lot last year, but then who didn't because of the pandemic? But to say that they're going broke, no, not they can sign these guys to these supermax deals. Well, almost supermax deal. So I don't really see what they're complaining about. I really don't.
But there's been two Supermax deals. He's getting the second one. Giannis got the first one. He's getting the second one.
Right.
And then we got the youngsters that's getting the max deal after their rookie contract. That's Bam. That's Jason Tatum. That's Donovan Mitchell. I think those are the only three that got it. De'Aaron Fox. So we're talking about almost, well, that is $1 billion. In contract extensions when the NBA is supposed to be going broke. So what am I missing?
Well, first of all, they're not going broke. You got to think about it like this. Okay, the players got a what? They got a 51-49 revenue share split, right? But they only got the revenue share split for stuff that you can tangibly count, like TV contracts and all of that stuff. They don't have anything to do with local contracts. They don't have anything to do with international contracts. The players ain't getting none of that. So just look at it like this. For the last 10 years, the NBA has been making everything that they report to the players' union as income. They don't report all the other outside deals that have nothing to do with the CBA. It's just like with any other kind of business. You have your primary sources of income that you report, and then if you're smart, you have some other income sources that nobody really gets to see. All these dudes in the NBA didn't become billionaires by being stupid. They were smart. And they also know how to hide their money. So trust me when I tell you, they're not going broke by any stretch of their imagination.
No.
The last 15 years of NBA revenue and income has been more than it's probably been in the history of the league for all the other years prior. So it's just like these states that say they ain't got no money. They got billions of dollars in reserve that they just sitting on saying, we not going to spend this money right now because this is our money that we not going to share with y'all. They not broke. they just dipping into – really, I don't even think they're dipping into the reserve. They just letting the players get a little bit of the extra money that they didn't know the league had. That's just my opinion.
Because I think your opinion is accurate, but what's baffling me is there's two guys that got extensions doing this. And listen, I don't think Paul George deserves it. One for snitching. I don't like guys who snitch. That bothers me. I just don't like grown men. You know, or blame somebody.
I'm feeling you on that one. You know what I mean? You wait till the dude leave and then talk all the trash.
Yeah,
where all this bravado was when the man was in the building.
Yeah. See, you feeling me? I don't like guys like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you had plenty of chances to talk to Doc and talk to Doc about that, and then you dogged the man's daughter out, and then you got a audacity to talk trash. Bro, you lucky he ain't take that person, because I know a lot of people that ain't going to let that go. You dogged my daughter.
Yeah.
Whether I'm supposed to be involved in that situation, that's
boy
not.
Moves.
Yeah, so then you're going to wait till I leave. You're going to come up something. He using me the wrong way. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'm with Doc. Ray Allen is a good player. How you going to say he's not? I'm not a Ray Allen type. Bro, Ray Allen is a Hall of Famer.
No.
So, anyway, I don't think.
Well, all that means is he's not a Hall of Famer. He just telling y'all, listen, man, I ain't no Hall of Famer, man. They can't be using me. That's too much pressure on me.
Yeah, I agree. This dude say this is comeback year. I picked the Clippers last year because I thought what he did in OKC with Russ, I say, well, too, he got a much better guy to work with in Kawhi, but man, Paul George, bro, and I'm not. It's not just because of the mental thing he said in the bubble. It's just, for some odd reason, when you look at his game, it just don't translate to a guy that can carry a team. He'll do some things, you know what I'm saying, to put you in a good position, but he don't look like he a guy that can carry you.
Okay, now, you know, I'm going to help you with this. I'm going to help you understand this. I tried to tell y'all this before.
Okay.
He's not a leader. When those Pacers teams were good, he wasn't the leader. David West was. He wasn't the leader on those teams.
I'm with you.
He wasn't. You had David West. I think Tyler Hansbrough had more of an influence on that team than he did. He was just the guy who got all the shots. Okay, you got
the
same
guy.
You got another guy. Yeah, he was the most talented guy. You got another guy right next to him who got a big contract, but he wasn't the leader. You got Kawhi Leonard. So you got two guys who make up 50% of the salary cap for a team, and neither one of them can lead anybody anywhere. They can play.
Yeah.
They can go out and put up numbers, but they're not leaders. They've never been the leader on any team they've ever been on. He wasn't the leader of OKC. Russ was.
Oh, without doubt.
They've never
without
been the leader anywhere.
Hold on.
Kawhi.
Hold that thought. All right, who we got from 404-908? Welcome to Will's Take on Sports. Who we got? Who's this?
What's up, man? It's Nas.
What's up, Nas? How you doing, man?
Oh, what up, man?
Man, I'm cooling, man.
Where you watching
Drew Brees out here looking half dead. I don't know what to say, man. Yeah, we're good though, y'all.
Only half dead? Oh. Okay.
Hey, man.
I mean, he's still standing up, so you got to give him at least half of it.
Hey, let me ask you this, Nas. What you think about it, man? You think bringing Drew Brees back and he not fully healthy was the right move today against Kansas City, or should they stay with Taysom Hill?
I mean, you wasn't going to win with Taysom Hill no way. So, I mean, if you think Drew Brees is healthy, I can see putting him out there. You know what I mean? If he's saying he's healthy, I get it.
Well, how y'all miss that fumble that just happened? How y'all
think
miss
I would have went with Taysom.
Me too. I would have went with Taysom.
I would have went with Taysom.
All that help. Yeah.
Nah, just the extra added element that he gives you with being able to run the ball and try to play keep away from home. That's the only way really you're gonna beat that dude. You got to play keep away, or you got to knock him down a lot. And if you knock him down, you got to knock him down with four. You can't knock him down with five or six because he's gonna shred it to death. So I think I'd have went with Taysom to play keep away because Drew Brees can't move. He right about that. He do look half dead. He look like he on stilts.
Yeah, but you're forgetting Alvin Kamara been sitting outside Sean Payton's office like, hey, man, get this dude up out of here, man. He can't throw me the ball. Get that old man back in here so I can get my numbers back up.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I agree with you. But what Kamara can't complain about is you're getting the ball, you're just not getting it outside the numbers. But you know what I mean? To beat Kansas City, man, you got to be full bore. And he ain't looking full bore right now. He looked like he'd been at home to eat some good Creole food for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, true that. I didn't want to mess up the topic. I see I was hitting on the Clippers, man. So, I mean.
No, man, I just let me ask you about the Clippers and what you think about the Kawhi and Paul George combination.
Nah, I mean, everything y'all said was fair. Both of them, you know, not the best leaders, not the most vocal guys. And then when Paul gets vocal, you're like, damn, why you say that? That wasn't the right time to say that. Like, he tries to do it sometimes, but it just ain't really in him. But I think they're going to be much better off than people think, though. I think they'll end up number two or number three seed. I think they'll get another point guard in there because that's their real problem. They need a point guard. Somebody to handle the ball so Kawhi doesn't have to handle it as much. Like, it don't have to be anybody great.
Well, Reggie,
just somebody good enough to handle the ball.
No.
But not Reggie, though, because Reggie don't listen.
Not Reggie. Right? Yeah. Reggie's decision-making is very questionable.
Right.
Okay. I just need somebody to handle
the ball, set up the offense, and hit open shots.
You guys ready for this? I got something for all y'all.
Yeah.
I say the Clippers are going to not finish in the top four this year in the Western Conference. I think they're going to slide backwards. I think it's more dysfunction than what we have been let to know.
Told about.
I think there's more. I don't think it's towards Kawhi. I think it is towards Paul George, and I think Lou Will got some ill feelings for him because Lou Will and Montrez was tight. But Montrez bouncing, he started chirping. I'm like, yeah. One guy didn't deserve the load management. We got the other guy. One guy didn't deserve it. So I say the Clippers slide down below Utah, Portland, and Denver. I say those three teams will be better than them. Start with you first, Lou. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, what was it? Repeat that again.
It's going to be the Clippers are going to finish fifth. Do you think they'll finish higher than that? Yeah, fifth and west.
You mean the choke artists of the NBA? I would think, I think fifth would seem legit. I mean, considering their horrible performance and their great collapse against the Nuggets in the playoffs, I think maybe fifth could be reasonable for them, if not lower. I don't see them being contenders after this. I think they're going to be a little of a downward turn after that because whenever somebody, you know, builds up and then all of a sudden collapses in the playoff, you know, that really sets them back a bit and takes like a few years to recover. So I would say no higher than fifth.
I got an ulterior motive. I tell you after everybody give me their thought. Go ahead, D. Yeah, I got an ulterior motive. Go ahead, D. What do you think? Fifth or better?
Oh, man, that's a hard one. And the only reason I say it's a hard one, I agree with all the other teams that you named up top. The only deciding factor I would put into that would probably make me say no, they probably is how much leeway ownership gives Ty Lue. To me, that's going to be the difference maker for them this season. I don't even think it's about their talent. I think it's about their mindset and the way that they handle stuff. I feel like if they let Ty Lue, you know what I mean, kind of crack the whip on these two superstars and make them accountable, I think they can finish as high as third. But, you know what I mean, the other team got so much better. They're going to have to bring their A game every day. And they bought their A game very few times last year. You can blame that on Doc. You can blame it on them. You can blame it on Ballmer. You can blame it on whoever you want to. But unless their mindset changed, shoot, they might finish sixth if they don't bring it because all the other teams got so much better, even the younger teams that way. Borderline okay last year. You know what I mean? I saw the Kings play. They don't play no defense, but they can score. And the Clippers play defense when they want to. And they have a whole lot of dry spells. And if they don't get a point guard, like my man said, they're going to have a lot of nights where they can't score.
Yeah.
So I can see them dropping down to fifth or sixth in the West if they don't change the way that they play. Like if Kawhi don't play every night, Paul George decide he want to sit out still and all of that crap, they could easily slide down to five or six.
Yeah, I won't.
And
I won't
don't discount the Warriors because I haven't seen them at full strength yet.
No, when Klay went out, they barely are eight seed, in my opinion. When Klay went out, if Klay was still there, I'd say they could challenge. But without Klay, I have no faith in Oubre and Andrew Wiggins, and I don't know what I don't even know why people would expect anything from Draymond Green except for him to chit chat. But that's it. What do you think, Nas?
I don't think so.
Yeah, look, I would take this bet 10 times out of 10, man. I think the Clippers finished two or three. I think they were so overrated last year that now they're underrated because everybody had such high expectations for them last year. But when you think about it, all the new pieces that they added last year, it was going to be some chemistry issues as far as getting everything straight. So it made sense that they lost early. Matter of fact, I think if Porzingis doesn't get hurt, I think Dallas puts them out. So I think they just needed to retool. I think Serge Ibaka adds a lot, somebody for Kawhi to actually talk to. And I think they're going to do much better than what everybody is thinking, man. That's still a tough team to handle. And, they're going to load down as Kawhi. But, man, that dude is a load, and he's going to be a load all season. So I'll buy on the Clippers, man.
Can I give you one rebuttal on that? I think what you're saying is accurate. The only disclaimer I would have or the only objection I would have to that is if they do that, they're going to still have some of the same issues they had last year. Even though Trez is gone, most of the guys that help really turn that team around are still pissed because these guys sit out games basically when they're healthy. And I think that was part of the problem. It wasn't that they didn't have enough time to prepare last year. It wasn't that they were overrated. I just think they looked at themselves and felt like they could turn it on whenever they got ready. And it didn't happen. And then they had to shut it down. So none of these guys, they hadn't really got any real hard work. Remember, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard played 11 games together before they got to the playoffs. That's ridiculous. Both of y'all weren't hurt. There's no reason why y'all only played 11 games. Y'all had made it all the way to March. And y'all were just sitting home. You know what I mean? Like, Trez told it. You know what I mean? Kawhi didn't play one game because they wouldn't let his girlfriend ride on the plane. You a professional, bro. They pay you $40 million a year. Tell your girlfriend to T-Boy.
Trez was hit
for it. You get what I'm saying? Like, to me, stuff like that, Trez might have been missing. The only thing I'll say is this. Trez had worked hard to help them rebuild that team. And for them to kind of look at him and be like, well, listen, I don't care what you did. These are our two new guys, and we're going to let them do whatever they want. To me, I would have felt like he did. Listen, that's a slap in the face. Didn't nobody want to come here before we worked hard to make it look good. And now that they're here, they ain't got to work like I did? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, when you're making that choice between Kawhi, PG, and Trez, you choose them every time over Trez. Even though Trez is hard working, good dude, you make that choice every time. No.
What I'm saying is it set a bad precedent.
Yeah, that's why they lost. That's why they lost. I agree with you on that 100%. But here's the other – this is the X factor I think everybody is not thinking about, though. Pride is a mother. Same thing I want to say,
right.
But when you Paul George and you got a certain talent level that you haven't lived up to and everybody is laughing at you, I think that dude might mess around and be like third team All-NBA and All-Star this year. I expect Paul George to bounce back in a big way.
I was just going
to
say, I'll take that bet.
The whole world is laughing at you, bro. Like, bro.
Listen, they've been laughing at him. You must have forgot.
But not like this. Not like this, bro.
You must don't remember that game in OKC, that game in Utah where Ricky Rubio was embarrassing
when Joe Ingles was setting him on fire. Oh, yeah. You think I forgot that?
Yeah. Okay. That's all I'm saying. They had that you before.
I ain't going to never forget that. Yeah, Joe Ingles set that man on fire, no match. I ain't going to never forget that. But still, though, man, it got to be some pride there, bro. I think that dude gonna surprise us this year.
Hey, but Russ scored 40 in the game that they got bounced out. Paul George was what? He did what he did in game 7 last year. He disappeared.
Yeah,
he disappeared
nothing.
When he played against Miami in game 7 when he was in Indiana. He did all six games. He played tough against LeBron. Game 7, disappeared. The next year, Indiana gets home court. They've been bitching and moaning all summer. They got to get home court. And the Miami Heat bounced him out in 6 games. And in game 5 and 6, Paul George again. He disappeared. It's the NBA has been laughing at him saying he doesn't perform with the money online. That's what it comes down to. You know,
laughed at as a meme is a different thing, though. It's one thing for in circles, in NBA circles, for people to laugh at you. It's a whole other thing for you to now be more famous for being the dude that choked. Like, like I said, I don't know, man. It's a lot of pressure on that dude. Either he going to come through or he going to crack. One or the other.
Well, I want him to
crack.
Well,
I put my money on him cracking.
He do. And here's my ulterior.
I'm sorry.
Here's my ulterior motive. Kawhi has a player option at the end of this year, and I want him to sign with Miami Heat. And Giannis is free up. I want Kawhi to join the Miami Heat. So that's why I want the Clippers to absolutely stink this year. I hope they.
Well, that ain't bad.
I want him to be bad. You don't think he's going to Miami?
And the reason why he's not gonna go to Miami is because Pat Riley is gonna tell Uncle Dennis to suck it. You ain't gonna go down there and tell Pat Riley what you is or ain't gonna do. It's just not gonna happen.
I know you're right. I forgot about that part.
Yeah, unless he's gonna fire Uncle Dennis, that's not happening.
Yeah, and then the other part of that is remember Kawhi been waiting to get to 10 years of service so he can get that supermax deal from the Clippers. So he waiting. He about to get the.
You think he gonna stay?
I think he's going to max out.
He stays to get the money.
That's it, huh?
Say he got his championship. He can't get the money nowhere else.
Listen,
yeah, that's a good point.
In his mind, he golden in his mind. He got 3 rings. You know what I mean? He been finals MVP twice. He good. He's trying to stack up.
He shouldn't have been finals MVP that first time. They should have gave that to Manu. Or Tony.
Well,
or Tony
agree,
Parker, to be honest.
Right. That's why I said.
But he got it.
He got a lot of credit for stuff he didn't do.
Yeah, he got credit.
Good finals, I give him that.
He got credit for winning a championship when KD was hurt. That's kind of what it is. That is what it is.
Pretty much.
Let's just say that. Because KD's helping.
That's how the game goes. And be careful with those Laker bets. When you play from June to June, and you get all those minutes on you, people start to break down. So be careful with all these Lakers bets. Everybody crowning the Lakers.
I was the
bubble 71 days
ago. I'm not crowning the Lakers.
Yeah, me either.
I'm not crowning the Lakers.
I have to. Until I see somebody beat. Did I see somebody beat 2 of the 5 best players in the world? Okay. But I don't see a team out there that can stop both LeBron and AD. That's the thing. You can't stop both of them.
No, talent-wise, I agree with you. I'm just saying playoff minutes and accumulation. Are we sure that starting 5 is who we're going to see when the playoffs start? Golden State thought the same thing. When you play from June to June, things happen. That's all I'm saying.
Oh yeah, your body wears down. XD Wade and Chris Bosh. All right, let me switch gears real quick, guys, because we had the bowl playoff vote in game thing. They voted Notre Dame, even getting trashed yesterday. They are the 4th team. We know who the usual 3 suspects are. Clemson has made it 4 of the 6 times. Alabama's made it 4 of the 6 times. Ohio State's made it 3 of the 6 times. And this is Notre Dame, I think, second appearance.
So we got Alabama, Notre Dame, we got Clemson, and Ohio State in a rematch from last year. So, Lou, are you excited about the college football playoff and the 14?
Well, you know what? You know, I was watching the college football playoff preview over who was going to get in. You know, there's some things that I think just don't make sense of how one team that goes undefeated, won the conference championship, and they still get snubbed. And I'm talking about Cincinnati. I mean, you're going to take it, and you had teams that are ranked higher with one or two losses. And I mean, is it just me, or is there something really wrong with this system here? I'm even surprised that Notre Dame got in after that horrendous loss at Clemson yesterday. Yeah, they got in third, and they're going to get destroyed by Alabama come January 1st. So this is you know going to be one very strange college football playoff. I think the Bearcats should be able to get in. I know it's not a Power 5 conference.
Why?
We don't really care about that. Well, maybe you should think about it.
Why should the Bearcats get in?
Look, they won their conference championship. They had an undefeated record, and it shows that they are a good team. Just because they're not in a top five conference doesn't mean they should get snubbed so easily. And I think the commissioner is right about that.
Yeah, but they're the ugly girl. I don't want to see an ugly girl at
big
a beauty
deal.
Pageant.
So
I want
ugly.
To see the beautiful girls at a beauty pageant. So they're the ugly girl.
Hey, we can't be Miss America, you know.
Well, sorry. We don't want to see the ugly girl. We want to see the pretty girl. So that's why they didn't get in. All right, Derek, what do you think about
sometimes
the
you gotta win ugly.
14? No, no, you only go – not necessarily. That's only when alcohol is in place. But anyway, go ahead. What do you think about the 14s in the college football playoff?
I didn't think Notre Dame deserved to get in. I didn't think they deserved to get in. I think either Texas A&M or Cincinnati – should have got that last spot. Now I wouldn't be thrilled about
thank
having
you.
Two other SEC teams get in, but I'm gonna have to agree with Lou on this one. First of all, Notre Dame barely beat Clemson at their field without Clemson starting quarterback and without two of their best defensive ends. Y'all had to beat them in overtime with a freshman quarterback. When they come around the second time and they're fully loaded just like you are, you get smoked. Like, that game was worse than the score was. I watched that game.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't even look close talent-wise. Clemson is probably the only team, aside from Ohio State, to me, that can beat Alabama. Florida gave them a game, but you didn't ever feel like they were going to beat Alabama. Notre Dame is going to get mauled. I'm sorry. Whoever they play, they're going to get mauled. I don't care who they play. Now, Texas A&M is the only one-loss team in SEC history to not make the playoff with one loss. Think about that for a minute. Every time Alabama has lost a game and not won their conference, they still make it to the playoffs. Every time.
Mm.
Texas A&M is the only team in SEC history to not win the conference but only lose one game and still not get in. So to me, it's not even about the three or four best teams. It's about the three or four best teams they feel like are going to be the best money draw. Which I ain't mad at.
There you go.
Exactly.
You can't justify that. You can't justify that with an answer like we
the
picked the four best teams. Just tell the truth. We picked the four teams that we felt like could make us the most money. I take that answer. Mm-hmm. It's a pandemic. I take that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got a guy.
Well, I mean,
you got a guy that's still
don't. That's basically what they're saying.
That is what they're saying.
Right.
They're saying.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They just saying it without saying it.
Years ago, the NCAA was the credibility to kind of get through everything. But now that everybody kind of sees through it, and it's like, man, this should be a pay-for-play sport. These aren't actually amateurs. And everything here is about a money grab. So you see that in the playoffs. So what's next? Next, they're going to expand the playoffs from 4 to 8. That's going to be the next
there
money
you
grab.
Go.
But for right now, they don't care what Cincinnati and all these people are talking about. Who are your alum base? How many TV viewers
thank
can
you
promise us? If we can do a certain
none
amount of people traveling, how many can you do? What sponsors are
right
behind you guys as far as – they don't care about none of that other stuff. That's the thing. As far as they're concerned,
unfortunately,
it's always been a money grab. So that's what this is about. And, of course, you know, we're going to see what we're going to see. But, honestly, they shouldn't even play this year. College,
thank
look,
you.
The pros
now
are having
agree
a hard time handling the pandemic. You telling me some colleges going to be able to do it? Like, no, they shouldn't even play this year. So They got Ohio State in there, regardless of what happens. And we just don't wait for the Alabama
COVID
game. It is what it is.
And they got a COVID outbreak.
They got a COVID outbreak right now.
Right now at Ohio State. They try and listen to their coach today, they're gonna manage and how they're gonna be able to get a roster to be able to play in the college football playoff.
Man.
Everything you guys said,
man.
Them alums,
man,
right,
gonna be,
that's what that means. Them alums.
It's
right
gonna be dudes back out there on the field. It's gonna be dudes out there on the field that's gonna be getting their COVID results ran red right there on the sideline. Okay, you good. They say you got a little
positive. Yeah, exactly.
It ain't all the way you. Man, this stuff is so crazy. I agree with you. Nah, they shouldn't have played at all. Like, I watched that guy pass out at Florida State, man. That was some scary stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
That was some scary stuff, man.
And then they try to say it may not have been COVID related. I say, boy, I'm surprised with Leonard Hamilton. I'm really surprised with him because I got a lot of respect for Leonard, but y'all should have stopped that game immediately.
That's the lawyers. That's when the lawyers get involved. Okay, let's make sure the wording is very nonspecific and noncommittal. And, that's the lawyers.
That kid fell face first, man. He looked like somebody shot him in the back, man.
But the thing about it, D, was to ask those kids to go out there and play, and you saw how distraught those young men were. So it's just, to me, I say, you know what, the NCAA, they're going to get what they get. As far as this playoff thing, like I told you, I don't care about the exhibition game. That's what they ought to be, and it's not a playoff. It's just a bowl plus one. It's never been a playoff to me. It's not real. It's all sham. It's all about who they want to vote in. You might be right, Lou. Cincinnati should have been in, but they'll never get there. Cincinnati or any other school that's not a Power Five will never
Big Bang
play
take
in that bowl.
They have no shot.
Carson Wentz might have to walk home to Philly. The boy just ran another touchdown, man.
Probably three already.
You're right. And he said he's not going to be a backup. So that's going to be really interesting.
He won't be
and
a backup.
And now – why he won't?
He might say that. That don't mean it's going to happen. He's going to be a backup.
Why he won't? He either going to be a backup or he's going to be out there.
He's going to be a backup. You can say he ain't.
If they put it to, what's his name, Doug Peterson like this, it's either his job or your job. Which one? Take your pick.
Yeah.
Which way? Which way you want
to
go with this?
Nice seeing you out there on that field, player, but I'm going to have to sit you over there because I can't go home and tell my wife I just gave up $5 million for you.
Hey,
that don't fly in no household.
Just like in Chicago when everybody told me talking about something. No, man, they'll never play Mitchell Trubisky again. I said, okay, you be a fool and bank on Nick Foles for a full season if you want to. It's evidence that those dudes don't play full season. He don't play full season.
Yeah.
It's evidence. You gotta not like him. It's just evidence. So.
He's just not a great player. If you put him on a team where everything is perfect and it's a lot of talent around, he can be the trigger man and you can win. But if you put him somewhere where the talent ain't up to par and you want him to raise the level of other people, no, he ain't good enough to do that.
He ain't going to stay on the field long enough to raise it up for nobody else. He's going to get dinged up as soon as he get hit.
Yeah.
Oh, my leg. Oh,
yeah,
my back.
Fine,
yeah,
and everybody told me that dude was gonna be when he get healthy. Oh, Mitchell Trubisky out of there. I said, you crazy. Mitchell Trubisky got that job. That's Mitchell Trubisky's job. Nick Foles will never get that job back. It's over. It's a wrap.
Mitchell Trubisky was looking at him like, yeah, ain't so easy now, is it? Out here in Chicago, you can only throw the Robinson and run the ball, my God. Ain't so easy. This ain't that stacked Philly team you was playing on, man.
That team wasn't even that stacked. He just got hot.
Bro, they were stacked. Go back and look at their running back.
On the defense,
look at that O-line. No, that O-line. They had the best O-line in the league.
Oh, yeah.
They had a good running
back.
They had a double tight end. Like, they were stacked, bro, like personnel-wise.
Yeah.
No, number
Lane
one
Johnson.
Skill guy. Yeah, right. They were stacked, bro. And then once all them folks got hurt, Carson Wentz can't lead them nowhere. So here I am.
The boys said they don't want to hunt. They don't want to hunt. They don't want to talk no hunting. They don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about some other stuff. Carson Wentz ain't a good leader. But Jalen Hurts got him 26-26 in Philly. Ain't going to have him a game out of first place. That's going to change the whole dynamic down there.
Hey, man, I give Doug Peterson credit, though. When he did play him, man, he sat him up well. You can see what kind of coach Peterson is by the game plan he put in for that team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he did a really good job of setting him up to succeed last week.
Yeah, but he didn't want to. It almost seemed like he was forced to do it, to be honest, D. That's what it seemed like. You could tell he was struggling with that.
Hey, we done all worked somewhere where the boss made us do something we ain't like, but we got done. Hey, brother, put your big boy pants on and go on out there and get your money.
Yeah, not to mention that boy Carson about to get you fired. Yeah, you better do something.
Hey, listen, Carson got his money. Carson got 100 and what they gave Carson, 112?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something like that. Carson got
they
his
gave
money.
Him the money
they fired Carson the day he paid. Now, what about you? Now, you ain't get 100. You only got like 20. And they going to prorate that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they fit Carson
hey,
on that
day. Doug out there laying, he out there laying the groundwork like, my offense works. That guy's the problem. That's what he's laying out. For the exit interview, he's going to give Carson Wentz hell in the exit interview. When he ran this play with Jalen, it appears people are actually open. When he ran this with Carson, boy, he's going to be in there hell when he talks to the owner.
He's going to be another snitcher. He's going to be in there.
Hey, that's funny.
We don't need that.
That man going to be in a snapper.
You know, snitching the same dog. I ain't mad at you, Doug.
He's going to have that too, because the GM going to be like Howie Roseman. He's going to say, see, that's why I drafted Jalen in the second round, because that's what he's saying. I didn't really believe in Carson. All right? And both of them going to be trying to save their job.
Well, y'all terrible.
Hey, sad thing about it is, Jalen, be careful. I saw this happen about 15 years ago with a man named Vince Young. He saved Raggedy Jeff Fisher's job, and by the next year, that dude was out of the NFL almost. So
out of
be
the
careful,
NFL.
You're right.
Not only was he out of the NFL, Nas, they tried to make us think he was
broke. Hey, he was crazy. He was crazy for one reason. He put his uncle, who had never made more than $15,000 a year, in charge of $22 million. Now, that's stupid. He was crazy.
That's stupid.
Just a little bit. Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, you guys think I'm crazy, so I guess we're
if you ain't never had more than $15,000 at one time, you cannot manage $22 million. You can't. I'm sorry.
No.
Baby steps.
You need, like, in that situation, you need a family member who is basic and ain't really about
right.
it. But if you got a family member
right.
who think he's smarter
yeah.
than what he is, oh, that dude going to be trouble. Now, that basic
yeah.
family
yeah,
member, he's going to have a couple of savings accounts, maybe a barbecue joint and a laundromat, and that's it.
There
all
you
your
go.
Money going to be banked. But
yeah,
that
right.
dude who think he's smart, oh, man.
Hey, man, we're going to take out an $8 million loan, and we're going to get back 2% by paying this much, and you go back and get your money, you got $15 and two bags of cookies. That is not good.
Yeah.
It's not good, man. Somebody finna get
hey,
hurt.
Hey, go back to the wire. What Avon tell String about playing them away games? Well, you better stick to them rivers and lakes.
Yeah.
Too quick chasing.
There you
ball.
Go.
That's right.
Oh, man. That's
what I know.
Y'all done made my day.
I know if I ever hit the lotto, I got a couple family members picked out already. I know my uncle, man, he has everything lined up, bro. Won't be a dollar spent, won't be a dollar invested in anything, because he don't believe in nothing he can't touch. And guess what? I come out better on the end of it.
Yeah, you need that dude who know. You need that dude who know my how much a teaspoon of milk costs. That's 18 cents worth of milk. I need that guy watching my money, cause he ain't gonna mess up nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, that's
right. He sure
man,
is not gonna mess up
dollars today. But we gonna make sure we put that back as soon as you get paid again. That's the dude you want, not the dude who worked for the city for 8 years. You don't need him.
Right.
I'm in the purse.
He been on YouTube and he been watching Forex and stuff. Now he gonna tell you how to invest. Burn through your money like it ain't. You remember Rhode Island had to get them guys? Some dude had them investing in a ketchup factory in a casino in Alabama. You remember that?
Yeah. And he do. They get them, don't they?
Better do what you know.
Better do what you know. You hope they do what they know. I know I'll be good because I live with the cheapest woman in the world.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going there.
I live. Boy, look at here. I ain't never seen nobody try to find deals on top of a deal. They already offering you 40% off. You try to get more.
Hey,
God, dog.
Hey. Hey, good Dave Ramsey say you get them for everything you can.
You do that.
Get them for everything you can. It's called
a TV telling
away.
No sad story. Right.
There you go.
It's the power of walking away. I am able to walk away from whatever you try to sell me. Do you want to sell it? And if you do, let's make a deal.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how it works around here.
I have had fun talking about Vince Young Uncle. Let's leave him alone before he come find one of us.
Nah, I don't want to do it, like I don't want to mess with Uncle Dennis. I don't want to mess with Uncle Dennis either.
Hey, he knows he's got a good man. It is what it is.
Uncle Dennis is so wrong. Uncle Dennis so wrong. He should have paid that dude that $2 million. So that we wouldn't have to be listening to this right now. You know they finna get in trouble. They finna take whatever draft picks y'all had left after y'all traded for Paul George, and they gonna give them to the little children of the poor. They gonna rip them down if they can.
Oh, they gonna turn on him though. Kawhi and his uncle gonna turn on dude.
They will.
They'll say, man, we just let you come to the meeting. You ain't set up nothing. You telling me Jerry West, the one and only Jerry West, had to get his number from you? Do you know what kind of resources Jerry West got, bro? Like, I need Kawhi's number. Let me talk to this dude at the barbecue. Bro, that's Jerry West.
Yeah.
As a go-between.
That is so funny.
He went too far. He was trying to get a little side deal, but they're going to turn on him. They ain't going down for him. That's what I don't understand. How the Clippers going to be held accountable for that? They like, look, because he offered that to everybody. That was a thing he even did to the Raptors. Because Ujiri brought that to light. He was like, look, it was some people in his camp that was making some real bad, you know, some impossible demands about, you know, they wanted this and they wanted that. So I don't see Kawhi hanging in there with him. Kawhi going to tell it.
Hey, man.
I'll be like, nah, we don't know that.
That man confused people just kind of, you know, pacifying him. With people agreeing to stuff. Meeting is over. Everybody's
right.
Walking out. He pulling people to the side. Hey, man, you know I can make this happen if you can. Oh, really? Oh, okay. That's interesting. No, not committing to nothing, but in his mind, he like, yeah, hey, they said they're going to give me that break. Ain't nobody going to pay you, bro.
Listen, man. He done already rent the rental center and got some new furniture and everything. You know he got it. He got
it. Boy, not rental center.
Hey, I'm going to be back in here in 90 days to pay all my stuff off cash. I'm going to be in here balling.
You stupid. Not rental center. Hell no.
Hey, man, you know there's still some rental centers in the hood. You just got to look hard.
Oh,
there's still a couple of them around there.
Man, I remember them days you wanted that TV real bad, bro. So I can't say nothing.
What? Yeah, my first beat streak came from Aaron. Man, you want this TV right here? I had the big screen with the big old back on it, looked like a CRT TV. Yeah, big old hamburger TV. So I ain't mad at dude. What he felt like, man.
I've
been standing in high for the long
time. Worst them folks.
Yeah,
what dude? You done paid about 27. For that TV that only cost $900. Like, you
didn't bruh, tell me about it.
You
I know a dude bought a play, a dude bought a PS4. His bill was 70 something dollars a month for 12 months, and he's feeling good. No. You should feel real stupid today.
He paid a G for something. He paid a G. And I got this looking for a discount for like $300.
Bruh.
And that's what it first came out.
Somebody should have taught him about a sinking fund and all of that stuff. Somebody around, hey man, look man, just save your own money. Go buy that in a couple months. Don't do that.
Hey, you know what? Hey, hard get... every time that direct withdrawal came out, like 70 every month.
Ooh, whatever.
Hey,
in a situation like that, look, man, I ain't got it this week. Y'all just rolled me over, man. I ain't got it this week.
he done added up real good, bro. That ain't but $35 every 2 weeks.
Only people harder than the rent-a-center is the buy here, pay here car lots. Because the buy here, pay here car lots turn your car off. They turn your car. You don't want to bring that money over here? Okay, click.
Yeah,
you ain't driving nowhere.
Hey, I was dating this chick, like, and we went there separately. So it's time to go home, and I look over. She just sitting in the car. I say, "You all right? Everything good?" She just, "I'm good and everything." I say, "Damn, she still ain't leave." I drove back around. She still. I said, "You sure you're all right?" She said, "Okay, I might as well tell you. I ain't paid my car no. They cut my car off." I was like, "They do that?" I was like, "Oh hell,
yeah."
Bro, they got a chip in there. I should have started the business removing them chips. I'd have been rich,
bro.
Bring it on down here, bro. I got you. I got you.
I'm so glad.
I'll get out of there for you.
I'm so glad the person that raised me taught me. Look. Don't pay no money on no used car. If you can pay cash for a used car, you do it. I don't never make no payments
right.
on no used car. I pay cash.
That's it.
They turn old girl car off, bro. I was like, dang. So what if you like in emergency? Like, you know what I'm saying? You got some real things going on. They cut your car for you.
You start like you gotta call somebody. That's all I can tell you. You better call somebody.
They said you better call somebody and get online and make that payment. That's what you better do.
That's what I tell you. You better call. You got to call somebody, bro. Ain't no point of crying about it. Just call somebody. Hey,
somebody do what?
I ain't got no ride. Hey, they got, listen, it's an emergency. They got ambulances. Call 911.
Oh, wait.
Hey, man, look, man. I done lost my half a leg and I need some help.
When they turn it back on,
they turn it back on when you pay your car payment.
You
call them and make an arrangement or something.
Oh, they'll let it sit there for a while. They ain't finna waste no money on no tow truck. They know you're gonna come up with that money eventually. You just ain't gonna be riding nowhere.
They'll work with you, but you ain't gonna be riding for free.
You ain't ride.
You ain't ride free.
Bro, that's crazy.
Mr. Jeff and Jim want his money.
Bro, that's
crazy. He want his money, you hear me? That's the only kind of place you get that, bro. You got to name it. It's like Jeff and Jim's a firecracker raise, buy his pay to play, stuff like that. Like, it's always a stupid name. Like, you wouldn't go eat them if you went and bought a coffee there.
No, you know the new hustle is. Hey, but you know, the new hustle is they do their income tax form. They do their income tax form. They be like, get your checkers out here and put it and use that as your down payment. I'm like,
what a coincidence. Your income taxes just happen to be just enough for you to make this.
For you to pay. Listen, you ain't seen the paperwork. You don't know how much money you done got. You done got like $5,000 and told you got like $2,200.
And all that's going down on the top. All
that I got earned income credit and I can get the $2,200. Well, at least I got a car.
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Hey, that's why that James Baldwin quote is so cold. He said, people don't know how expensive it is to be poor. And that's just the reality. If you out here trying to get by, man, it's a scheme and a trick for you at every turn to pull some money out.
Everything where you look. Say it again. Everywhere you look.
Yeah.
That's sad.
It's so sad.
It's so sad. It is.
It's sad, but it's true. It's very sad.
Like if we log into Amazon right now and put up the same product, there'll be different prices for all of us on it.
I know it'll be.
It's like the game is rough, man.
Yeah. I know it'll be for me because I got Amazon Prime. So I know the price will be different.
Yeah, how do you get that anyway?
Prime?
No, I'm saying even within having Prime, it's different prices for different people. I'm just telling you.
I'm gonna give y'all a random one. I learned that depending on where you live, even if you got a good driver, if your car insurance can be totally different.
Right.
Okay, how I know? I moved to a place where predominantly white people stay from where predominantly black people stay. You go and do your insurance, go to like $122 cheap. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I've been messing up all these years. I should have been using this zip code over here.
Hey, D, ain't nobody more pro-black than me, but I like my insurance and my taxes.
Talk to them people. The way they explain it is so cold. They say, well, you know, they have more cars per square mile in that area, which leads to more accidents.
Yeah.
Which is actually why the price is more. You're like, hey,
what?
They were justified.
They give
you
something
else.
Yeah, that's a dirty game out here. It gives some BS, but the whole reality is you ain't in that bad neighborhood. You all right out there where you at. So, yeah, we'll go ahead and give you that insurance. Ain't no problem. That's how it goes.
Ain't no car theft out there where you at. Most problem we have out there where you at. People run the red light because they couldn't get Starbucks in time.
I would laugh.
That's it.
Hey,
let me ask y'all a question. This is completely off topic.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. What is in Starbucks coffee? What is in the coffee, bro? We leave home sometime, man. It'd be like 5:30 in the morning. Bro, the line Starbucks be like 20 cars deep. But when I come home
at
4:30, the line still be 20. Is it cracked in Starbucks? Coffee? What's in it?
Nah.
I just had it. It ain't that good. It's okay.
Bro, you sleep. I got a whole cabin full of Keurig cups with Starbucks coffee. You sleep. That Starbucks is the bomb. I got an old cabinet full with double Keurig cups with Starbucks coffee and Dunkin' Donuts. Boy, that Keurig, that thing right there, bro. I'm telling you, that's the greatest.
You paying for the label the same way we was paying for the label when we bought them Jordans instead of buying the new guys.
Okay, Will said he gonna still get his coffee in the morning. He don't care what you say.
Okay,
right.
Let me tell you something. D, I take the water and I put it in the back. I put the backpack on that sucker, hit that button. I put my cup under there. I got three different sizes, and all I gotta do is take a cup. I ain't got mess with the filter. I ain't got mess with the spoon. I take the cup, put it in, push it down.
See,
and boom.
See,
I got
you in the first stage of the coffee addiction. Next stage, you're going to start buying and grinding your own beans. That's where I'm at. I got a coffee problem. That's the next stage of a coffee addiction. You just buy the beans get you a grinder, put them in there.
And this,
and you
this
swear
is what you get when
better,
you have a show where we just talk about whatever. talk about Coleman.
I swear it tastes better, but it probably
it was a little takedown.
Damn, sorry, that cure is bomb. That's the bomb.
Hey, I did buy one.
That cure is convenient, though, boy. It's convenient.
I did buy one. I got my first one.
I talked trash about it when it came in the house. I was like, why we got this mess? Don't you know that they say this stuff is dangerous? Boy, I got that first cut. I'm all
you
in.
Think that ever stopped me?
I'm all.
Now
I'm
you
all
making it by the cup. You ain't drinking that warmed over coffee that been sitting in the pot for a minute. Like, nah, every cup is fresh. Yeah, it's fine, man. Well, you're grinding the beans. That's the next step, bro. You're at it. You got to admit that you're at it. That's the first step. Now you got to grind your beans up.
I do that.
Dude,
if I ain't got
one or two cups of coffee, dude, I can't start the day. Like that, I can't imagine starting the day.
Oh, Lord.
Now, one or two cups is for me on the weekend. But I got to get, before I crank up that car, and lately it's been 20 degrees in Atlanta, too. I got to make sure I got that coffee. And I've never been a heavy coffee drinker. But I got to make sure I got that coffee, boy. If I ain't got that coffee, this ain't going to go right. I tell everybody at work, gotta wait till I get that coffee in me.
Sure.
Hey, man,
you
what
you
want to talk about today, man?
If I ain't got that coffee, man.
I had a PETA experience. He caught me on the wrong day, and boy, I went off on him. I had to apologize to the dude. So, you know, I'm older now. I apologize now. I used to apologize when I was younger, but I'm older now, so I apologize to him. But he caught me at the wrong time. So from future reference, I told him, I said, listen, man, you better dip your toe in the water. You don't know, man. Me and old lady may had a fight. I may not got my top card up.
Dip your toe in the water, man. You grew up around too many old people.
I'm telling you.
You've been around all the old people.
Old people say you better test it first now. Don't everybody don't be ready in the morning like that. You gotta dip your toe up.
Yes, sir.
That's some free advice. That's some free advice.
Hey, remember the teachers we used to laugh at with the brown teeth and they lipstick on the coffee cup and all that? Man, can you imagine them without that coffee? They would have tried to kill one of us in there, man. Them people needed that.
I had
from home room at least till lunch.
Oh, man. I had a home room teacher who had the coffee pot in the room. She had a coffee pot. She couldn't go.
Lord.
As soon as she drank a cup of coffee, she had to have another cup. I'm glad she did, because thinking about it, like, nah, I say, man, she probably would have hurt one of us, because we were horrible in homeroom, because homeroom was where you cut up.
Hey, you done just got off the bus. All the jokes still fresh in your mind.
Oh, yes, sir.
The fight in the schoolyard just happened.
It
didn't
seem like all of
it yet.
But then it seemed like all the fine girls was in your homeroom class. Like, you didn't see that fine girl no more in your classes.
You didn't see them no more the rest of the day.
No more the rest of the day.
Disappear and go to another school. Why I been at school all day? Where you been?
You got to cut class and go to more lunches to find them. All right,
Hey, well, you hit it dead on the head. Me and my wife just talking about that, bro. If I was seeing my wife, I eat all three lunches. I went to class one day, and my teacher said, her name is Miss Florida. Miss Florida said, we ain't got no test today. I said, I know. I just felt like coming to class. That's when you know you don't go to class. When the teacher tell you you ain't got a test today and she's surprised to see you, that's when you know you got problems.
Like, we'll have
to with all the lunches.
I went all the lunches, bro. 12th grade
year,
I ate every lunch they had.
My teacher, at the end, when basketball season was over, well, we won't see him the next year.
Yeah.
hey, you got to go to class during basketball season. You ain't got no choice because coach is sick.
Man.
That season over with, man.
I'm going to hang out. I'm like, D, I'm going to all the lunches.
Right, with all the lunches. My girl fine, too. She in there in the living room now feed my son. She was fine, too. I ain't none of y'all joking finna be looking at her at lunchtime. I'm eating all three lunches. I want you to come say hey. I want you to come over here and say hey. This is not going down like this right here. Lou, I'm sorry. I know he's like, that's crazy. Yeah, I was in high school.
Don't worry, man. The boy Kyler that went for 400 with three touchdowns.
Ooh,
crazy out there.
Who they playing today?
Oh, they're in Philly. Yeah, Kyler. Yeah.
Oh shoot,
but
they only just surprised by that.
They're only up 7 because Jalen trying to drive down the field right now.
Yes, sir.
That boy playing Sandlot.
Yeah, Carson Wentz can go and cancel all that, bro. It's a wrap.
Yeah, that boy playing Sandlot football out there.
Man, Carson told y'all he's not a backup.
He won't be. He won't be the backup in Philly anyway. We know that.
Carson said, I'm only going to say this once.
But you know what? You know, he'll be a good fit. He'll be a good fit with Nagy over there in Chicago. Send him over there. Didn't Nagy work with him when he was on Peterson's staff? So send him over there.
Man, listen. Let me tell you something. The only reason Carson Wentz got a Super Bowl ring is because of Nick Foles. So that should tell you something. If Nick Foles is your answer to why you got a Super Bowl ring, that's not a good answer.
Yeah, man.
Golly.
Philly can't just trade him. Philly going to have to put something on it to trade him. So they're going to have to get somebody a first or a second for taking on that money.
Well, I'm telling you what he's going to end up in. Y'all can quote me on this one. He's going to end up in Indy.
Yeah, I can see that.
He's going to Indy.
You think Phil doing 1 year?
Philip only 1 year. Frank Wright was his OC in Philly. That year that he was almost league MVP that year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was his OC. So he's gonna probably end up in New England. I'm sorry, in Indy. They ain't got nobody else up there. Even though I like Jacoby Brissett, that he wasn't ever gonna be a long term answer up there. So
now
I can see them trying it. Yeah, I can see them trying it. Take a flyer on it. See what happens.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Cam Jordan don't lost his mind.
We'll see.
Cam. Oh, he hit. What did he hit?
He just got one offensive lineman. Yeah, he don't lost his mind. He don't lost his mind. Cam Jordan, defense lineman for the Greats.
Hey, man, y'all know Cam Jordan got some instability issues.
Arizona got 517 yards of offense. That's crazy.
Yep. Yeah. Nobody played defense today.
You hold Mahomes 21 points, man. You got to win.
I agree. You have to win. That's probably about the best you're going to do.
Right.
But if the whole can't play 21 points, you got to win.
You got to win, man.
Because if they get anything over that, you know you're not going to win.
Well, they about to get something over it because they inside the red zone with first down.
Yep,
and Pat Mahomes just ran a
hop.
That is touchdown. They up. They got 15.
Listen, man. I watched the Patriot offense in 2007. I watched the greatest show on turf.
I watched the 49ers with Steve Young
and all them boys, man. Nah, I'm not saying they the best offense I've ever seen. I'm saying they got the most speed I have ever seen.
Right.
Them boy got the Jamaica track team out there running routes, man.
you forget about Azir Akeem. You forget about Isaac.
No,
Bruce,
I'm not.
Corey Holt.
Listen, Isaac Bruce was fast.
You think that group
Torrey Holt
was
fast. Akeem was
quick. He was quicker than fast. Dude, listen to me. Sammy Watkins is a legit 4.32 dude. Sammy Watkins might be the third or fourth fastest receiver they got. Mecole Hardman and Ty Hill, dude. Ty Hill is like rocket fuel in a human. He made John Capel look slow. And anybody who remembers John Capel, this dude is like, they be putting safeties over the top, bro. If he run across the field, it's like they didn't put nobody out there. I watched him run a route. And he started out on one hash. It was a safety sitting in the middle of the field. The corner was on the inside, had inside leverage. By the time he got 20 yards downfield, both of them was behind him, and he was running across the field smiling. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Dude, that's unreal, man.
You got the last words for 2020. See you all 2021, January 3rd. I will return. Everybody take a break. Enjoy your holidays, even if you're staying at home with loved ones. Mask up. Keep the social distancing up. And also say a prayer for somebody because prayer changes things. And remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. Uh-huh. Thank you, guys. I appreciate
you. Good
night.
Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas, fellas.
Good night.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.